start your day, Torah, Marish, Torah, Yud-Bais, Tishri, Tovshim, Pei, Hei, Harav, Yitzchak, Avigdor, Rochem, Stern.
We say, in these days, we say a capital Tehillim, extra capital Tehillim after davening. Twice a day. L'dovid Hashem Uri V'yishi. We say the whole tefillah. We say it till, some say till Shan Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres. Everybody, some say B'mariv, some say B'mincha, but we say this every day. And we say the Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yemei Chayai. So the Punim Yufus was the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer. He says that Chazal say the Dovid Hashem Uri is Rosh Hashanah, the Yishi is Yom Kippur, and Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yemei Chayai is Sikkis, because the Sikkis is a Beis Hashem. And he says an interesting lushan, because we usually tend to think that the main part of the Yomim Neruim is over. We had Slichas, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Now is like the, as I say, the Sikkis is already the easy part of it. He says, allusion, that the Kol HaTachlis Shel HaYomim HaNeruim, the whole Tachlis of the whole Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hi LaHagia, is to, LaHagia, I always need help with my English, LaHagia, to reach, Le Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina Besikis. The whole Tachlis, the whole Zach is to arrive to Madrega of Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina Sikis. I mean, Sikis is when we Kabbal Pnei Ashchina. And the Yid has to be in a certain matzav, in a situation to be Zoicha to Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina. And the whole Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is to be Zoicha to come to the Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina and Sikis. And there is a gewaldige Wort. Attach the Bnei Soscha brings, they asked his Rebbe, it was a Mechitna as well, Tzvi Hesh from Zidichoyva, Rebbe Heshel Zidichoyva, a question. We say Bane'ila, with Gvaldigas Ores, Yachbi Eini Tzeil Yudoi, Tachas Kamfe Ashchino. We ask Hashem, should take us Tachas Kamfe Ashchino. So he asks the Kasha, says in Zoya HaKudosh, that Yidin are me'al kamfei Hashchinah. Only Goyim are tachas kamfei Hashchinah. The Madrega of Yidin are higher than the kamfei Hashchinah. So why do we ask Hashem, Yachbi Eini Tzeil Yudoi, tachas kamfei Hashchinah? So Reb Heshel Zidichoyva answered him, it's a tefillah to be zoiche, to sit in the sikkah. But Ne'ile, we're asking Hashem, Yachbi Eini Tzeil Yudoi, tachas kamfei Hashchinah. We should be zoiche, to sit in the sikkah. What do you think? It's Kim Toos, we need tefillah to sit in the sikkah. We daf zoiche zan. It means, versteht sich, we need to be zoiche, to be well to sit in the sikkah, we need to be zoiche, it shouldn't rain in sikkahs. But also, that itzim sitting in the sikkah, we need a schir. The Rabshid Tzeruf says, Chazal always use a lushan of Yoshev Tachas Tzel Sikkah. He's sitting under the shadow of the sikkah. He's sitting in the sikkah, he says Tzel Sikkah. He says, really, the Sikkah, which we're talking about, is the Anana HaKovod, the Emes Anana HaKovod, the Shechina, and our Sikkah is only a shadow of the real Sikkah. You have to be Zoicha to sit in the Tzel Sikkah. So the Yid goes into the Sikkah, he's not just going into his hut, he's going into Tachas Kamfei HaShechina, Yachbi Eini Tzel Yudoi, Tachas Kamfei HaShechina, and you have to be Zoicha to sit in the Sikkah. Saw a story, there was Rav Dovid Tolna, was a son of the Chernobyl Maggid. He once saw somebody too much, was eating in the sikkah, but was busy too much with his food. He said, no, chitz le sikkah, the sikkah is open. He said, yeah, the sikkah is open, but you're not in the sikkah. You're in the food. Du bist nicht dort. The mensch darf sein in the sikkah. To be zoiche, to be in the sikkah, the ganze sach, me zoiche zu sein in the sikkah. In the in the Yotzeres of Sikkis and the Payet, there's a long Payet before Kedisha. I don't remember the first day or the second day. It says that the remember the Lushan exactly, a goy is not allowed into the Sikkis. Some people taka have a hakpuda, not to let the goita into the Sikkis. Some close the roof beforehand. Yeah? But shit, a goy is on the shahag and a Sikkis. If you close the roof, lechur, it's not a Sikkis. Some say, it's shtikl Sikkis still. Abakapunim, a goy is on the shahag. So the Shemeshmil says that that's why Yom Kippur has to be after Sikkis. Well, the goy which is in us, tuduch the shahag and the Sikkis. Everybody's got a shtikl goy in him. What? What before Sikkis? Kippur before Sikkis, yeah. Kippur before Sikkis, that we should be ausgereinigt. We should have Mizal Shin Shubim de Goy. They say a story, there was a Yid who came to the Slonim Rebbe, one of the Slonim Rebbes. He asked him, mit wem bist du gekommen? Who did you come with? So he said, he came with a balagula, with a carriage, a Goy. Mit wem fuhrst du heim? Who's taking you home? The same Goy. Said, oi vai, the selbe goy was gekommen mit dem Foster heim mit dem. The same goy. You have to rausnehmen the goy. You have to take out the goy in you. The goy, tun dich rein in sich. Em is the punim yufus. It has a beautiful touch. And it's nice because we're mitzvah. I'm going to be saying 8 days the whole halal. And it says a touch on the psikim of halal. The whole seder of the heilige teig. Which we started off with Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sikkis, Hashanah Rabbe, Shmini Atzeret. This Tishri is mamash full chodesh. Yeah, actually in Chedu it says that Be'emes, when Mashiach will come, that it's gonna be it's a tilt. There's gonna be Rosh Hashanah is gonna be Tammuz. That means the whole summer there's gonna be Yom Tovim. Sivan is Shvius, Tammuz Rosh Hashanah. Uv is going to be Yom Kippur, Elul is going to be Sikkis, Tishri is going to be second days of Sikkis. It'll be a bit more time to zechtzam zu nehmen. This is like a roller coaster, one thing after the next. But the Purim Yuf is a shiny touch. He says also, Pischi li Sharei Tzedek is Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because we find, it says there by, we give Skila, so the Targum says Tra Bezdin, Shah means the Shah of Bezdin. So Pischeli Shah Tzedek is Rosh Hashanah. Who is Zoich Rosh Hashanah to be settled? Mesida, Tzadikim. Ze Hashah Hashem, Tzadikim Yavoyevoy. The Shah, the Rosh Hashanah, is only the Ikah for the Tzadikim, Tzadikim Yavoyevoy. What should the Beinanim do? Is oidchu ki anisuni. Anisuni is vi nisim as nafshe seich. Beinanim tliim v'oim dem adim kippa. So ze ha-shal Hashem tzadikim yavoyevoy. The shal Hashem is for tzadikim. But oidchu, we thank Hashem ki anisuni. He gave us the aseris mechiva. He gave us the inni of Yom Kippur. Vatili lishiu. What was on Yom Kippur? Even Ma'asi Aboinim Hoysel Rosh Pinim. Yom Kippur, we got Lichas Shnias. We got the Lichas Shnias on Yom Kippur. The Even Ma'asi Aboinim, the stone, the brick, which was zerbrochen, haben wir zurückbekommen on Yom Kippur. Agav, stam Hashem Zach, Yom Kippur, Lichas Shnias. The Ma'asi, which Lichas did we stay with? With the Lichas Shnias. The Lichas Rishonis, we make a Yom Tov Shvias. When do we make a Yom Tov? For the Lichas Shnias. Why is there no Yom Tov Lichas Shnias? Agav, because this is an echt kotzke chesidah shemaser, Bleibel Eige, Leil Yom Kippur, before Kol Nidrei, used to have dancing for Lichas Shnias. And 1 year he danced 6 hours by the Tzifes before Kol Nidrei, for the Simcha of the Lichas Shnias. But he says, Inz, when do we take a dance for Lichas Shnias? Simchas Toyer. We push it, we have to wait to finish the whole Yomim Neruim, Hashanah Rabbah, we wait for the Gemara Chasima, and then we mashlim the Lichas Shnias. In Levish, steht an Santa Zach, some interesting question to think about. Why do we start Bereshis only after Sikkis? We should be starting Bereshis the first Shabbat Shiva, New Year. Why don't we finish the Torah before Rosh Hashanah? Ever thought? It's a good question. And we don't think of it. We're so used to this side of the year. The Torah should finish off. We should finish with Avruchu Shabbos Slichas before Rosh Hashanah, and then start the Torah. Why after Sikkos? It's the most exact Levish. K'dei la'av v'asutin. The Sutin thinks that we're still before Rosh Hashanah because we haven't yet started the Torah. So this whole was still in middle. The Sutin is still his first la'av v'asutin from the Tzkiyas. Yeah. Lama talking kshan omdim talking kshan. Then he thinks that we're not finished yet. And endlich when he chaps where we started, we already finished the whole shan rab. Everything is packed away. Machan alos m'sadeg and then macht chabak punim. My mom is deep in the middle of the punim yufis. Even ma'asi aboinim. So again, zeh ashal Hashem tzadikim yivoyevoy zosh shashuna for the tzadikim. Oitcho kanisuni is for Yom Kippur tili lishiu. Even ma'asi aboinim hoisu loresh pinim. Ma'es Hashem hoisu zois. Zois is Yom Kippur. Bezois yovo yahar nela kodesh. Ma'es Hashem hoisu zois. Oba, Yom Kippur, we don't yet know Mi notzach. We all know the Medrash. The Medrash says, it's a mushel, there was a big mishpat. We don't know who won the mishpat. Kam sikkes, nem de lilev, nem de take the dalat minim, oh, di don notzach. Yeah, we, in some menatzeach, given that's the dalat minim. So ma'es Hashem hoiso zois, aber hi niflas beineinu, we don't yet know, it's still fadekt, niflas, it's still pele, it's niflas beineinu. Zeh ayoyim usu Hashem, kam sikkes, nagilu v'nismuchu voy. We have the sikkah, is nagilu v'nismuchu voy. So it's like the Purim Yufas Hashem. So it's the whole side of the Heilige Teig. But after we can add, noch zwei Stiklich. Yeah, so we've got the Rosh Hashanah, it's for the Tzadikim. We've got the Aser Yisrael Mechiva, with the Yom Kippur, Oedrich Kanisuni, Evan Masi Aboinim, the Lichas Shnias, and Niflas Be'enayni, we don't yet know who Beit Gevonen, and some Sof, is there yom was Hashem the gilev nisim chavoy? But then we say unu Hashem hashiu nu, so unu Hashem hashiu nu is a shana rabba. The hashiu we're busy shouting hashanu, and the shana rabba we all know is the 51st day from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elul from the Heilige Teig. Yeah, 30 days of Elul, 21 days. Unu Hashem hashiu nu. Nu is 51. Ni in Aleph is 51. And then we have Shmini Atzeres, which Shmini Atzeres is the whole yom hakishumim. The whole Shefa comes down. Unasham atzlichonu. So we must have the whole side of the Heilige Teig. Yeah? You mask him? Gewaldig. Yeah. Oh. Unasham ashiyonu, unasham atzlichonu. Homo the ganze Heilige Teig. How do we know what's the pshat of the that we know who's notzach? Oh, we take the dalad minim and we know how do we find out man notzach from taking the dalad minim? So steht in Bnei Soscha b'shem the Chidu, a gewaldige Sach. As everything which grows on this world has a malach which is memina to make it grow. Yeah, it says each flower, each dus has a malach which makes it grow. The dalat minim are in ganzen tachas yedei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's different, they grow differently. As always, yeah, actually we don't understand. As always, the dalat minim, the lilev esig, hudas haruva, hobnish kashaychis mit kamaluchim, they grow in ganz from Leibst. So that would mean. So he says, as melech shemuchel al kvoidoi, en kvoidoi much. So how can a person take the sharvit shel melech? How is a person allowed to use dalad minim? Dalad minim belong to the Leibst himself. It has to be that we've got a din of bunim. A ben is allowed to use his father's things. So dus as yidin take the dalad minim, is a raya that we're bunim ramuk. So we don't know after Shunim Kippur, man notzach, we don't know v'et zoyche gewein, we take the dalad minim, weissnens, as di don notzach. Du a gewaldige Sach. Al pi Kabule, we have to take the dalad minim in the sikkah dafk. The nanim of the lilev should be in the sikkah. Yeah. By Melchume, when Yidin went out to Melchume, stayed out na zoy, Shema Yisrael, Atem krevim hayoim la melchume. Rashi says, Afile eilucham elos chis, kriyas shema belvad, is showing it's enough to go to melchume. Zain amuri di gesagt, it's nice to see amuri. It's exactly, I was ausgerechnet. The gematria of schach, lilev, esrig, without a vuv, like it says in the Torah, hudos, aruva, is exactly the same gematria as shma yisruel Hashem melekeini Hashem echot. Afele elicham schis elu krishma. We're going to melchume, we don't know man notzach, we take the dalad minim. In the sikhe, it's shma yisruel. Ja, man kann es ausrechnen. First time I made a mistake, so again. Schach, schach, what? 1-1 and 83, right? 1-1-1-8, okay, fine. And you reckon those both already? Shema Yisroel, you know Shema Yisroel. So you got the other one as well. Schach, Lilev, Esrik, Hudas, Ruba, without the Wuv of Esrik, and it's exact. Una Koilil, no additions, no Arupnamen, it's pinktlich. Ja, das ist Shema Yisroel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. You take the Lilev in the Sikhe, hast du die ganze Maas. Schach, Lilev, Esrik, Hadas, Aruba. Esrik und der Wuv? Was heißt, was? Nein, mit dem Wuf. Warte mit dem Wuf. Wir kennen doch schon mal keine ohne Wuf. Welche? Und der erste Wuf? Schuke erste Wuf. Alle Flammet. Alle Flammet. Hai, Jid, Nim, Wuf. Das, ja. Alle keine. Ja, ist schmal. Wir haben die Keurig, kein mehr mal kommen mit den Jaitzahre. Jetzt, except that, noch hat gewaltige Scheiches, which the sick has so... We spoke about a bit of the Scheiches from the Heilige Teig, with sickness, the lilev, the aladminim, with the ganze meise. Another shaykes of sickness to the hemshach of Yom Kippur, Sfasemes says a gewaltige sach, as Yidden are going to sit sickness in the Anana Kovet. Where do Yidden get the Anana Kovet from? The Kohen Gudel went into the culture Kudishim on Yom Kippur. And he did Avodas Akteures, and he waited Atshen Esmala Abayis Kiloi Oshon. Became a Unon. That Unon he brought out with him, and that is the Sikh. The Anana Yakovet is the Unon which the Kohen Gudel brings out from the culture Kudishim, and that is the Klal Yisrael Ezoiche to the Sikh. And he says that's Pshat Gdoilot Shiva Shamagas Atkis Yakovet. Gdoilot Shiva. That it comes, we bring down the Kisa HaKovet to us. The Anana HaKovet is the Kisa HaKovet which comes down to Klal Yisrael. Lemus Azoi, Reb Tzudek HaKohen from Rublin says, Stam, HaKavaldegi Yisod. So most of the Yidin here learned Daf HaYoimi. He says, Stam, HaKavaldegi Yidia. Every time in a Masechta there's any Gemura, it's got Shaykhs to that Masechta. When you see a gadata and a gemur, no shaykhs, like, what's the connection? You learn Baba Basra, there's all kinds of gemuras. It has to have a connection. Every gemura which you learn in a mesechta is connected to that mesechta. Amul, versteht man es ja, amul versteht man es nicht, what's got a connection? So, the gemura in Sikke, the gemura in Sikke zogt, as, the gemura has a whole question, ma oylam la yardu shchine le matu masur. That's why a sikha is not allowed to be poches meyit fochem, because the shchinah came to the end of the sikha. Yeah, more than that. We're all going into the shchinah. Shchinah got in sikha. And if Yosi says ma'olam le'yordu shchinah lematu, the Gemara asks a kasha. Shteitchi Moshe ulu elekim. He did go up lematu masur. Vaksiv ma'achis pnei kisei. Moshe Rabbeinu had ungechab the kisei hakuvud. It says that he chapped on the kisa kovet. The kisa kovet came down. The kisa kovet came down till yitfuchim. Mashabeni had ungechapped on the yitfuchim. This gemur is not some gemur about the kisa kovet. It's a gemur about the sikha. As the kisa kovet comes down, sikhas. And everybody chapped on the kisa kovet. Yeah. And to a gewaldige Yisuf. The Welt sucht a Wort that there's a difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av, ve ken essen. Who can eat Tisha B'Av? Well, they have to be in a madrag. It means a person has to be so upset with himself. As we betzah, as I can't eat essen. Yom Kippur, ve daf essen. Yom Kippur is not a sad day, Yom Kippur is a moedige, freilige day. Wer darf essen? Yom Kippur, who needs to eat? Such a day was Vanimmer with Chiva, with the Eibishte, Vedafes. It's for Semmes, Kedake Vakoydesh, it's a gewaltige Sache. It says in Tanna de Bailiwi that what happened, Yidden haben doch gesündigt bei der Eigel. What was the problem with the Eigel? They made a mistake when Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to come down. Yeah, the ganze Mais. So the last 40 days, they didn't want to make the mistake again. So what happened? The last day of the 40 days was Yom Kippur. And then the whole Klal Yisrael fasted, Betshiva, Kedai, to be Zoicha, not to make the same mistake again. And that's where Yom Kippur comes from. Klal Yisrael fasted before Hashem said we should fast Yom Kippur. They fasted Mikoich Tshiva. This brings for some standard value. But it says a gewaltige Yisufa, a gewaltige Knetsch. Moshe Rabbeinu was fasting only 40 days. Lechem lo ochal, imayim lo shus. Why didn't he eat and drink? He didn't need to eat and drink. Yidden on the 40th day all became in the darg of Moshe Rabbeinu. All the Yidden, Zanarov and Amadrega, they all became in a Madrega of Lechem Le'ochel Ma'am Le'Shusu, they didn't need to eat. So that's what Yom Kippur was. So Kemptos Gans Klal Yisrael went up to this Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. So like Moshe Rabbeinu is Zoiche to Chappen the Kisa Kovet, we're all Zoiche after Yom Kippur, and to Chappen the Kisa Kovet. Every Yid is Zoiche and to Chappen the Kisa Kovet in these days. We said before that the Dalet Minim are under Hashem's control in Ganzen. Yeah? So nicht nur how they grow. There's common stories of Tzadikim who the Dalet Minim changed the Fira Tfilis or Zecha Zachen. I heard from a Yid who heard it from the Baal Hamas. There wasn't Tel Aviv, there was one of the original Rebbes, the Siatana. And he used to get Essig every year sent from Yerushalayim. There was, what they called? They make matzahs as well. No? What's the old matzah company? Not matzahs for Pesach. They're machine matzahs. Yehuda, but they've got. Which family made it? Sure, in English. What? Not here, not here in England. No, no. There is a name. A name which all the years. Anyway, Ludmi, that's it. Ludmi, very good. Now they made a story, they sent a surigam as well. So they sent every year an esrik to the Siatna Tel Aviv, but it had to be a small esrik because he had a box which he had from his Zayda, and the esrik had to fit into the box. So it had to be a small esrik. Came by here, Shunu, it was one year, there was no small esrik clean. The bigger surigam, there was a small esrik, was full of dots, spots, chvayis. So he sent a shliach to Tel Aviv. Chonish, the Rebbe said, send me a small esrik, I need the esrik to fit into the box. So this Ludmi decided on Chalamoid, he's going to go down to Tel Aviv. He sent Ephraim Shlam. He has to see. It's hard to imagine that the Rebbe is going to use this esrik with full of Schwarze Pintler, came down, was even Sufi Kusha. Went to Tel Aviv, he saw the esrik. That same esrik, a yufi. There was nothing on it. The esrik, the Dalet Minim, is the mensch. And we see it time and time again. A person goes to the shop, takes the esrik, and says, no, nicht für ihn. Nah. The next person comes in, beauty. Mamsha, beauty. He sees himself in it, yeah? Everybody, this one likes this one likes that. You can't buy, I saw advertised in one of the magazines in America, not here, you can click and collect. And there's a whole list of shalas what you want. You want a gartle, you want a pitim, you want with dots, without the whole, it doesn't work. Esrik, you gotta see. It's you. Esrik is dich allein. There was a tzaddik called Rebhetzke for Ratzfet. Was a tzaddik. It's my phone. If somebody can put it off, I'll give it to you. Oh, shkoyach. He gave a tzaddik who is youth that was now Erevim Kippur. The more he said, he used to be mispallel every year in Chamishus B'Shvat. He used to say the whole Tehillim to be zoiche to a shayna esrik. Ganz Tehillim. One year, he started saying Tehillim, he got to half, and then he got disturbed, he didn't finish Tehillim, he got to half the Tehillim. On Sikis, Amulik Etzaten, a lot of people would use one esrik. So there was a big oil and we used his essig. One half of it became black and the other half stayed nice. He showed the oilam, this is the halbe tehillim. This is der halbe, haben wir gesucht auf dem tehillim. This is the zweite halbe, was haben nicht gesucht auf dem tehillim. Darf man spallel sein. In, man kann man spallel sein, even after you bought the essig, kann man noch alles spallel sein. Because essig kann noch alles, es kann sich tauschen. The Avnanais' father used to buy every year an essig before Yom Kippur, and he didn't look at it, it's a halten vermacht. He said, the Tränen von Yom Kippur machen im rein der essig. Zwei im Kippur, versteht sich, man darf dann nochmal dreigen auf dem, aber der Tränen. Und versteht sich, derselbe Sache, darf man mit Spallel sein, anders war keiner sitzen in der Sicke. Ja, in London, there was a youth called, maybe some of you knew him, it was called Menashe Stein, Harry Stein, yeah? Bekannte, man sah mal, kurz in der Kalle gewesen, he was very, very close to Rabbi Yankele. Wem ist Fette? Mein Fette? Nicht mein Fette, mein Tate ist erste Cousin. My father's first cousin. He was. He lived with him Chavis for 50 years. He's in Menashe Stein, was very close to Rabbi Yankele, and he used to have a bit of a... He could chep as a Chavis, he could make... He used to phone him up Erev Sikis, as the Rebbe should put money in Rabbi Meir Balanes, as in London, so on the Schregenen. But he always used to tell him it has to be the English Rabbi Meir Balanes. Nicht die Galizianer. Because I'm English, and English, yeah, I said, no, put the English ones. One year, and then Chalamoid used to phone the Rebbe to tell him if it worked or didn't work. It's not gab, it's not nicht gab. And one year in London, before Sickness was gefährlicher rain, he phoned the Bianchele, and in Antwerpen, before Sickness, it was nice weather. But on Sickness, it changed. In London, it was nice weather, and Antwerpen had gering, so he phoned him Chalamoid, and Bianchele said, wo soll ich teen? Ich habe vergessen, sie da waren auf Antwerpen. Ich habe noch gedacht auf London. You phoned me about London, so ich habe gedacht auf London, und Antwerpen habe vergessen, sie da waren. In Schoen, in der Meile,
Says, "Vayikvot Yisrael, the guy be'eretz Moav." This is talking about the Kavod Moshe Avinu. and he buries him in Gai in the land of Moab, which Rashi brings the Gemara and says that who buried Moshe? So Rashi brings the one and says Hashem personally was involved in the Kabbalah of Moshe. The question is why? Why was Moshe Zofer to be buried personally by Hashem? Why can he be buried by other people? So there's the Yavi Shemoni which brings that when Moshe brought Yosef's Aaron up from the Nile using Hashem's name, he says Moshe carved that Hashem's name in a golden piece and put it in the Nile to get Yosef's Aaron up. When the Aaron came up, Moshe personally burdened himself and carried that Aaron out of Mitzrayim, but he didn't let Mitzrayim. So when Hashem saw this, Hashem saw Moshe personally involved in the Kavod of Yosef. Hashem said, Hashem promised that he would be personally involved in the Kavod of Moshe, and Moshe was like a Zohar to be buried by Hashem himself. But there's a Gemara in Makkos which follows this. It's a pellet on this. The Gemara in Makkos stuff, Yud Aleph and Yud Aleph, brings a story of one time in Jewish history that waters of the deep were threatening to flood the world, whatever that means. And this is in David HaMelech's times. And David didn't know what to do. He only had one solution. He said, the only way to get these waters back down from flooding the world is using Michikas Hashem. So he had a dilemma. Was he allowed to use Michikas Hashem to get these waters back down, stop flooding the world? Or no, maybe Michikas Hashem should be avoided at all costs. And he gave a call. He said, anyone who knows the answer to my problem, it doesn't tell me, we'll have a club. So Achitofel heard this. And the Gemara says, Nosa Achitofel come from your last point. And he said, he brings them one sota. Amar lasso shalom bin ish leishoi. Amar kodesh baruch hu, yishimish nech la piktoshi yimach alamayim. Just like to make peace between man and his wife. Hashem says, I'll be mochel my, I call it, I'll let my name be rubbed, dissolved in water. And to maintain peace and to prove that, to maintain peace in man's house. And this is the sota procedure. So, Achitofel was saying to David, the Torah and Kolei, the Kolei again. If it's the same in the entire world, of course you can use Michikas Hashem to get these waters back down to stop flooding the world. According to Pasha Kasha, why is Achitofel bringing the raya from Sota when we just said Moshe used Michikas Hashem to bring the coffin of Yosef up? So why is Achitofel bringing the raya from Sota? He should have bringing the raya from Moshe. Moshe used Michikas Hashem, and we learn, as long as it's not there for his own, it's water. So, I saw a Rashi. There's a Rashi in Parashat Sisa who brings a Yesh Omer who says, and when the Yidden were making the Egel, Micha was involved, and Micha used a golden piece which had Hashem's name on. And Rashi says that this is the very piece that Moshe had thrown in, and clearly Hashem's name was still on. So clearly Moshe didn't do Michikas Hashem, and that's why Achitofel brought the word from Sota, not from Moshe. Right, and this is fashion. But it says, "Vayivishon Melech bis Asid Roshim Yachid Shifti Yisrael," and Hashem will be amongst Klal Yisrael as a king when the heads of Klal Yisrael are together, are gathered together, and the Shabbosim are united. The theme of this pasuk is simple. It's a theme of Atmos. When will Hashem be king over Klal Yisrael? That's only when the heads of Klal Yisrael are in Achdus, and when the Shabbosim are in Achdus. Only when Klal Yisrael are Achdus, then there'll be Hashem's Shekhinah, then Hashem will rest his Shekhinah. But unfortunately, when there's no Achdus, when there's the Moshe of Sin and Shekhinah, Hashem will take the Shekhinah away. And that's a clear. It's a beautiful ride, it's a sad ride, but from the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because there was a lack of Achdus, there was Sin and Shekhinah. And this Sin and Shekhinah, the Gemara is in Gittin and Hamad based, says the story of Kamsa by Kamsa. And the host came over to by Kamsa to ask him few times to basically get up, and cancer refused. And he got thrown out, and he went and told the Caesar, and that's how the basic show was shown. But the Chora on that Gemara in Gittin is a simple kasha. When cancer was leaving the Seuda, he was heard saying to mustering to himself, "Kiv the Chazir Rabbanim alei mochibe." Since the Rabbanim saw everything and didn't protest, "Shema minok kinechale." Must be they're happy what happened. And for the sheep to go dark, they won't say anything, I'm asking. The question is simple, why didn't they retest? In Chorea there's clear sin and scam going on. You can't throw another yin out of the sword. He physically threw him out, so what's going on there? Why didn't the Chorea retest? So the Mashal says that the host was a powerful man, and the Chomer was scared to get involved. Scared to get involved with such a powerful man. I asked this question, I'm Zohar to walk the Marosh Yeshiva, Ramongo, every Friday. I asked this question to him, and he told me that it could be the Chomer had no idea what was going on. It could be they weren't aware of the conversation between Vakansa and the host. And if you look in the Gemara, it's not Mochach that the Chomer could tell what was going on. In the Chorus, a private conversation happening between the host and Makansa. The host asked Makansa to leave many times. And then only when he got thrown out, and there's a whole time where the Chom just happened, and Makansa, looking for someone to blame, blamed the Rabban. But not that, the Rabban knew, understood anything that was going on, and so on. Speaking of verses before, there's a in Parashas Vayesha, in Pesach Parashas Vayesha, Yosef got told by his father to check up on his brothers, and Yosef Taka did, and he got thrown in the pit and got sold. Why did Yosef follow his father's instructions by checking up on his brothers when they was putting him in a matzav sakana? It's very nice one of the kibbutzim, but you're putting yourself in a matzav sakana, and which it is, and this is especially true. And the Sefer Chassidim says Yosef knew his brothers meant him harm. So why did Yosef follow his father's instructions and put him in a matzav sakana, which he did? So I asked this to Mashiva. Mashiva said, could be he knew how much they hated him, but he didn't know how bright the hatred went. So the fact that he got thrown into the pit and he got sold, he didn't know how bright the hatred went. So therefore he was right. It was fine for him to follow his father's instructions. And unfortunately, Taka, it did put him on the Sephana, but that was a time one.
Didn't follow his father's instructions, went further. Because he went further, that's the man's business to call. If he would have followed his father's instructions, just go to Horon, where it was.
Not in the
instructions. Because he went further. His father told him to go to.
Yes, and go and see where your brothers are.
No, he said, go to Horon.
Do what?
Do you went further? Giving another tellers on the couch.
Did you meet them?
So till there, he would have gone just till there, three bits of a two there, two and a half, and he got harmed. Because he went further.
That wasn't the shliach. Nice. That's where he got the. Yeah. Sure. I just want to end off with one hot aura on Moshe. There's a pasuk in Parshas Vayera, Pirkei Ches, which speaks about the word of Makom Tadea. The pasuk says, "Vayitzei Moshe ve'Aaron mimparim, vayitzak Moshe al Hashem and about Hazavadi." Moshe cried out to Hashem. There's a Gemara Brachos that Chavdal on my base which says, if somebody raises his voice in Tefillah, is among the false prophets. So when how can Moshe cry out to Hashem? Look how he's going, Kenegat this Gemara, which says you're not allowed to raise your voice in Tefillah. So now Rosh Hashiva told me, Lav Dafka, it was verbalized, the crying out. Maybe it was just inside, but I think it was verbalized. And you could say as well, the Sisa Chama says over there, that the Zavadeya and Machas Vadeya was very noisy, very loud. And so Moshe, to make himself heard, shouts a bit louder. And that's Mutzim. It could be when he's shouting loud and you're crying out loud in Tefillah and there's no opposing noise, then it could be a problem. And this is and especially it disturbs people. I was once in a shul. A few years ago, as I'm a shach, was very loud. I wasn't the chazan, I was in the tzilah. And someone came into me and said, "You really annoying. Can you stop it?" I said, "What?" So he told me, "You're downing really loud, you're disturbing me. Please don't be from my cheshvan." And I told him, "You're in a chanami, you're 100% right, and I've got a makor for you." What's the makor? The makor is in Parshas Vayera. My rabbi told me this, with David Shari. He told me, when Avraham Avinu was serving the malachim, that if you look in the long and see up here, the circus of it shows to what extent that Achnos Ochen went. He shechted three cows, and he's spending an enormous amount of money to this. And this is all the guy with the food. But when it comes to water, he says to Yishma, "Yukach no matzmai, get a bit of water." Why when it comes to food, he's spending lots of money? When it comes to water, it's her being stingy over an insignificant piece of thing. Get a lot of water, what's the difference there? So the answer, the Yisrael of Omer Avinu taught us is, don't be from him as cheshvan. Because why? Who is asked to carry the water? Yishma. So when I said, Aaron Green wants to do all that, when it's Yishma, after carrying all that water, then that's not that's a lesson. I've all been sort of spirit from that session. Okay, everyone for coming, everyone for listening, everyone have a wonderful day and a wonderful service.
Simone now for things that aren't there for all of us. The meaning seems to have changed. Simone is some test. Dina Kiddush and Beis HaKnesses and Moisei Echon. Machen Kiddush and Beis HaKnesses on Friday night. See Father. Neugen the Kaddush and Beis HaKnesses. There's the meaning. Sfadi and Ashkenazim. The meaning is to be the Kaddush and Beis HaKnesses. The aim of the Kaddush litter and Miyai and HaKiddush. But he shouldn't drink from the Kiddush. There was a problem, because the din is Kiddush not considered. And the chazan that was Mekadosh was not eating anywhere near the basic Knesset. Ella, Matima, even though they say what was the use of the Kiddush, the Ikka Takona was for the people that used to eat in the room next to the basic Knesset. But maybe they didn't make Kiddush, or who knows who these visitors are. So they made the chazan make it, and he was moitzi them, although he himself wasn't going to eat a suga. So therefore, better he shouldn't drink it. Somebody has to drink it. He should give it to a kotten. The ain kiddush I will consider. Kiddush is only will consider, and it's not considered. He's not going to eat anything. I'm the Kamon in which I am Gibble.
If he's going to
eat next door, it wouldn't be a problem. He should take the Kiddush with him for one room. He wouldn't have been eating. But that wasn't the minute. The minute was the chazan makes it. And the chazan wasn't eating at home. So, they wasn't eating in shul. But it does say in brackets, I'm the Kamon in which I am Gibble. There is a shitter that even though Kiddush has to be with more consider, that is, when you have your seed, you have to have Kiddush and the Mokum of the Suda. But there's an Issa to eat anything, to drink anything before Kiddush. But to drink wine of the Kiddush before Kiddush, you're allowed to if you make Kiddush. That means, the shit of the Sami Kutzi is, as Afila ain't Kiddush and the Mokum Suda, which means you're not allowed to eat something before Kiddush. I can't have a drink before Kiddush, I can't make Kiddush yet. And when you do make Kiddush, you have to have a Suda. Call the Kiddush a Kiddush for your Suda. But if you're only going to drink wine, then you're allowed to have a Kiddush for the wine. And just drink wine.
Two of it is.
Even a bit of wine. Two of it is one of the shittas. One of the shittas is, even without having any other extra wine, two of you say that's for Kiddush Mokum Suda. Does he say the wine is a clear Kiddush Mokum Suda? No, you're not having Kiddush Mokum Suda. But the Issa of drinking before Kiddush is only, the Issa of eating before Kiddush is only if you haven't made Kiddush. You can't drink. But to drink wine of a Kiddush, you're allowed to.
Hold on, are you eating Kiddush now?
No.
So,
but you can drink. But you can
have it. What are you achieving by
that? You're achieving that you can have the wine. So you'll see soon, that's why, one of the reasons why if there's no cotton, you're allowed to have it yourself, because there's so much on that shitter.
Why don't you give the wine to the people who
are... Who's the people?
Because
the problem was, by the time it came to the writing of the Shulchanot, there were no people. Ve'eim ha-mekadosh litter me'yayin ha-kiddush, ha-matim ha-le-kotten. Te'eim kiddush ha-mokim suda. U'mikora lo'niskan, in the beginning, the idea of this kiddush was ele b'shul olchem, for the visitors, the Ochlim Shosim Botikinishel of Hitzim Nechidosa. But Achshav, Afal Gav, the Loy Ochli Ochlim of Eknishta, by now, for some reason, the Ochlim house has closed down, Loy Botla Tekona, the Tekona wasn't bottled. Ze Tam Hamakoimus Chernobyl Rekadish Rebesa Knesses. This is the reason why there is a Kiddush in Beis HaKnesses. If there is such a minhag. I would use the term that Hanig Shaloi the Kaddish in Beis HaKnesses, better not to do it at all, because there's no need for it anymore, and it causes problems with who's going to drink the wine. Chay minhag et Yisrael not to, so the Gemara go, but not that we do, and not just we do, but Nagu, not just the Mekaddish, but everybody else is also Nagu Lamoid B'Shol Shem Mekaddish in Beis HaKnesses. Everybody should stand when they make Kiddush, yes, even though the Gemara will sit down by normal Kiddush, the Mekaddish you stand, and the people also stand, so the Mishim work. Matimoy Lekotten, Hine Yesh Oimlim, She Yizor Litten Rak Lekotten Shmoy Yilachinach. So here's a new problem, you don't give it to a Kotten, so the Kotten's got the problem of drinking, eating before Kiddush. So you should give it to a Kotten Shmoy Yilachinach. Have a Mobi Vuam Kotten Shem HaKoskin, the Mobi Litten Afil Lekotten Shmoy Yilachinach. I know he can give it time for a shit, for a sheva, for a tutut, a 6 or 7 year old, for a hard rabbit. Since you're making a brocha, a cotton under chinuch doesn't need the brocha. So under rabbit, you should do it, give it to somebody who would, the brocha would make sense for him, would need it. Under rabbit, you don't want to go to the chinuch, you brocha am brocha sam brocha va tola. So you don't want to go to the chinuch, you don't want to go to the chinuch, you need the chinuch. Afil if you mash really come with some machine and give on the also lack of me down the cotton. So really is a problem. How can you give a cotton if he also has the problem of Enkin Shmokl Sunda? So how can you give this cotton? He's 9 years old, 10 years old, he's going to drink the wine. He's also got this problem of an Issa to drink before Kiddush. Well, then the Mutter Nahachel in Tani B'Shabbos B'Shach list of Nei Kiddush. Then is he allowed to give Tani B'Shabbos? But also La Noisei. And you can't, you shouldn't panic him, the word? Afflicted, right? Shouldn't afflict him. And the Amos says, if so, what's the big problem to give him? If in the morning, everybody gives their children cereal before, in the morning before Kiddush, so why was there such a problem to give now? No, why not? Yeah, but even if it is after the child's davening, also lanois, you just said, b'shachlis, you can't stop a child from eating till you come in from shul 1 o'clock. So meila mutala hachelik tzang b'shabbos shabbos because osel lanoisai. Now I think the fact is, so why when it comes by night, it was much harder to understand why he did it. I think the chiluk is because in the morning the child is hungry. 9, 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, osel lanoisai. You don't have to be lanoisai. In the evening, the child doesn't need your wine. He's not hungry. No, he's not hungry. So maybe the heter of giving the child is as osalam loisai. That's not heter. The child's not asking for food. Shabbos morning, the child's asking for food. Osalam loisai. There's no. You don't have to afflict the child. Give him wherever he walks. He's a child. In the evening, the child wasn't hungry. So maybe what's your heter to give him? So maybe it's more not a heter that. Since it's only a drabona, maybe you're allowed to. Mutzalach elikta. There's only one of the reasons I said before. Not such a issa. Right, that's the notion goes among the men as well. Who went in the morning? So not nice. Comes back
in the morning just to keep making kiddush. In the morning, why don't you just say giving kiddush? Don't mind those. Give kiddush to make.
Wine wasn't such a thing. This was so available in those days. Comes back in the main cotton she gave the chinuch for the basic necessities. As a yishter kishir revis, the person himself who's making kiddush, he should drink. And it says, Yesh te kashir uvis, sheikhoshim b'mokim suda. K'moshe kosa simge shayim sifei, b'yoytze v'zeh. So it's called, as like a suda, called to that shitta, even one, don't say another one. B'yvorch achkat vuch achoyna, b'yichoshim b'data yotzis b'kiddush zeh, he should be yoytze with his kiddush, and b'kom kev yochon achkat lasa l'kashu b'yisa, it's very basic, much kadu re shayim gimel zeh. Now there is a shitta that you yoytze with a uvis, one uvis, maybe I didn't say it so right, the sound of good, yes, it's not Kiddush Mokim Suda, because it is Mashmet, it's even Kiddush Mokim Suda. There's a few shits, isn't it? But Lemasa, he says, you go to Kiddush according to one shit, even with a reverse, how much more even less than this? But if you look Aleph, look at Shatzian Aleph, because then you get something else. Shatzian says, that where does this come from that the Aleph should drink a reverse? Aleph. Oh, but you have a custom, the Imam al-Nasagi. That you just have to taste a bit, it's not necessary, but that is the shit of the sound you could see, that's alright. But if you're going to drink over beers, that could even be called Kiddush Mokim Suda. So, but remember the Shatia, that the Mishabur goes not like the Shatia, and he says that you should drink over beers. Although the Eliyahu says he shouldn't. Not necessarily. Oh, but he says he should drink Ubi's. Wait a minute. Why? What's the problem? Why do you have to give it to us if it's in it? In Kiddush Abba Kutsuda. How did the Ein of the Kaddush Yitzim Kiddush say? Kiddush Ein of the Kutsuda say. Shemot Oslo Yitzim Kronach Yitzim Kronach Yitzim Kronach. He has to make Kiddush in the place where he's going to have his meal. And the whole Tekunah was for the Gimel, the Beit Kiddush, the people that used to eat there. I, the Elder, similar to Mishru, my son, that means, in Kutum and Al Kasech, the Spesek, and I said, you're not allowed to eat in Shul anyway. So it means the ones that are next to Shul, it says, so, ויציר מדרך לבוסם, ואף אגב דם הקדש עצמו לא יוצא, מויצי סחקיות, ויש לו סימי שגיד, וכי שיכול להחיל מי שאין יחיל מועד. That is a clause, who is Kiddush, even the way we have gofen of Kiddush, you can be mויצי others, because it's like, not מוצנן, it's מוצא מיצוס.
Why call it so? I call people who can't listen to the Kiddush, they can't bring their
beers. I said, maybe they can, if there's other people, but we're talking about nowadays where there's no visitors and there's just a minute. Yeah? If it
hasn't
been used to Kiddush, but we can get
Bill and see
Mitzi,
some place
of it. You can wait to anyone. Because you can wait to somebody else. Happy she got some Mitzi. Hey, it's not Bill Summit, and then Bill Summit, so it's even the book of the book. Have you used to tell the Machava says, Shalai? The Kaddish. It's not the Mishnah Brura, the Mishnah that they would pay, and we didn't say no, no, you go to the Kaddish. The Shabbos, for the Yomtun. The Lvad, made out of the place of any Kaddish basic in essence. Why? Because we expect everybody to have wine at home, and made out of the place of the Meda, you shouldn't, it's not necessary. When we have a Chayayin, and it's Indian, his Indian is, this week, Mr. Shem, Tuesday night. So it says here, no, you're going to catch Vasir, so the Shabbos will be Yomtiv as well. So how did they do it on Yomtiv? Sukkahs?
Outside
the Sukkah. So how did they do it? So Abdul states in Ochlenair, as Ochlenair Zogt, that, don't drink. The Yugaba that we learned before says, Tima Ba'al Masagi. So it says, because it's all Shaggah. Whether a Rubius wine needs sukkah or not. Because Rubius wine is a kvias. So Rubius wine is a kvias, it needs, even though wine doesn't really need, but Rubius wine, Yeshua is a kvias. If it's a kvias, it needs sukkah. You're not in the sukkah, how can you make it? So he said, no, it's not. One reason is it's not kvias, or finesse. Because you don't need kvias aliyah, you make a kiddush. You don't kvias aliyah. And the other reason is, anyway, the Eli Rabba zokdoch, Tima ba'al masagi. Who asked you to drink Rubius? Mashmah Ochanan, not like the Mishabur, that he passes like the Eliyahu, not like the Mishabur, that passes like the Mishabur, that the Chazan should drink the Rubis. So that was Negev for the first night of Kiddush. So I think in the English it was anyway, they have a Sukkah. They go make it in the Sukkah. Yeah. But Mahadin Achayayin, the Noegin Liknes, the Domim, Hamitzah, Misha Yitin, Yain, the Pesach Nessus, the Kiddush, Vadalta. So you say in the Mishabur, consciousness, and then the Yain, the Kiddush, Vadalta. Ain't the battle I'm in, Nick. If you have a going in this church, which costs a gospel, it's a minute. Whether some don't, in the mass, it's a minute. And the meaning is Lamoid, a fiddle, which Omro Rishonim, Omro Rishonim, which is a moil, by Yetlis Habukayim. It's a remedy, it's a refuah for schwache feet. Pest? It's a refuah for schwache feet. Knees, sorry. It's a refuah for schwache knees to stand the shas. The chazan makes kiddush. Simon Ayin Reish. Loime mishnas bama nablikit roi bei sifin. Sif Aleph. Noigin loime perit bama nablikit. So this is the mechavet. Vaspan di moime moisei koidim tfilis avis bua nochem. See, in Tull, it says that they make this meaning where we know bama nablikit, where it's put in the siddur, is hardly mentionable. Before what was hardly mentioned. The meaning is Noig and Torah state, see, we've learned Hilchos Ma'ariv, we've made Kiddush, and now the Torah brings Simon Reish Ayin Reish, change from where Ayin Reish, Noig and Noig about Madlikin. When the Torah finishes off, he says about Madlikin, but Kaddish, but if Torah will return, we say, you go home. So about Madlikin was said at the end of Ma'ariv, after Ma'ariv. James of the Machaber, that's not such a good idea. What's the idea of saying about Madlikin? To remind people that they should light, they should master, they should light the lights, they should do all the shit wrong, they should open the name, they say, and Pashet, they say, and out, and it's on there. So, it's a bit late. So, very it's better to say it early. So, early, my friend, my lady. That is definitely the meaning. I spawned him, only moisture, cradle through this harvest, one look, and that's right. So it's a maybe they said it even before that. As they state in the Mishnah Berurah, it brings here from the Mishnah Berurah, it's over there, and he moved in. And he brings there, and the Stoma they said it even before Moshe Rabbeinu as well. Yeah, then the place where it's inserted in our Siddurim, Mishnah here, Mishnah there, it's not the meaning of the Torah, which was to say it for the end of davening, and it's not the meaning of the Sfaradim, which it was attacked, we didn't have mobile phones, so they had to go home still. So the Mishnah Berurah, very Maman Dikin, Fishyash, but didn't have no consolation, which is so clear when base, very sharp Shabbos, base, Mishnah Berurah base, coming to his hours, so we're happy even to come to his hours, it's getting a bit late. Even if before to his hours, it's too late. So to nine, should we play Moisom, Akdim, and his father Alvis, they davened early, I'm not sure if the Muhammad davened early, but these Shabbos were some of the davened early, but he take his parents there, she called him, he called him, he ate him, but I'm a leak in the Yizka, so she drew him, and so you'll go home, you'll have time to go home and tell them. So he says here, it's like from Mishabur, he's from Bikore, but the Chore, they said it even before the Chodori, yeah. Well, okay, in Kosovo Shulchan Aruch, do I know him? The Lachat from his Abbas, mine of Gemini, what's the use of saying it? And when Koymes, Shanoia get up, so names of Melcha Shulchan, the meaning of the Torah is to say it later. And Mela, since it's not really worth the tachlis of saying it, the Gemara meaning not to say it. Koymes Melcha Shulchan, otherwise, I don't know why people don't say it, otherwise, It's not in the suit. Some don't say it on Yom Tov, like this week, Friday. Yom Tov is Erev Shabbos, so they don't say it. V'yesh, she'ein, well, why not? Because you say that you start to go out to Nixon there, and you go home and take Masi, you're not allowed to take Masi. It's Yom Tov, you can't take Masi anyway. It's better not to say it. People make the mistake that you actually can take Masi. And once you don't say it on that Yom Tov, you don't say it even on Yom Tov, which falls on Shabbos. So even though it's Friday, Yom Chol, or Chol Moed, where you can be Masa, into a Shabbos, which Minatzeres, let's say, you also don't say it, Mishmur says that's a little plug, once you don't say it on Yom Tov, you don't say it on any Yom Tov Shcholis B'Shabbos. Yes, she'ain't no way to say it on Shabbos Shachanik, some don't say it on Shabbos Shachanik, why not? Because, see this, Shmai Mishon, we can call them, also B'Shabbos, or Mutar on Chanik, people might make a mistake, and they're not allowed to like the Dev on Chanik, and you are. However, our meaning is we do say it Chanik, the ain noegin kein the Chanukah, our meaning is not to say it on Chanukah, so we do say it on Chanukah. On Shabbos Shachar Moed, ain oimu moed, so we don't say it. Chayim b'yom to Shcholis b'Shabbos, ain oimu moed, so it's also like that, we don't say it. So if we're in the middle of the Mishavua, by the little base, Kosev b'minokim harak, in base, by the little base, Hatam. At right, Hatam, m'kayim b'shonim l'machtu v'sabbos, so he brings a totally new reason why the Torah said it after Maariv. Because the reason that we said that you could go home and rectify things is hardly applicable because it's too late. So he says the reason, remember we learned by why is the whole Indian of Brucha Men Sheva? All the Brucha Men Sheva was Nisakin, but the Sodas and people were late, they came late, and maybe they were still davening, so maybe you should have to wait for them. So some people came even later, and Brucha Men Sheva wasn't long enough. So they made it to Kodak by Mavikin. Hatam, Neshim Ya'achar, Odom, with his parol, Adam Yavam Shneser, Yiro Shoros, his parol, he should be able to finish davening by Yitzhar and Mavikin. Kulchein, ain't over my son, Shabbos Chalamoyot. So I've got a good reason. You don't need the reasons of Yom Tov, because Chalamoyot is a bit of a castle, Chalamoyot, you can't be Masa. So why can't you make a Shabbos Chalamoyot? It's a Yom Tov, you can be Masa. The reason is, because people aren't so busy on Chalamoyot. The Mela, ain't the Shein Machin, Kokak, Lubin, this is Knesset, we shein, this is a Melocha, people are not so busy. Kiddush in Shul, and after Kiddush in Shul, which was the last Sif, we got a new Sif of Mamadikin. We say Mamadikin before Kiddush. Because we preach our time, why? Ne'er Beisa with Kiddush on Yom. Ne'er Beisa, you only have money for one. Ne'er beis soyos olos. The Rambam Likin is about Ne'er is before Kiddush. The Rambam's in trouble. See beis. Shechol yis per Shabbos, you don't say. Kish ein yocholem is sautem. Yom's is Friday, you can't say sautem. Shem asim yom's. Bechem yom's kol b'shabbos. Shem loy tlut. Chanukah also not. Some have a minute. The Shinitzkim of Sul Shran Shem Sur B'Shabbos. Loy l'chanukah. Because the things, Rambam ein man Likin, does not apply to Chanukah, because anyway, Chanukah also l'sham shal oivet, so there's no chosha shem egate, so maybe you're allowed to light from anything you want. But Shabbos, that's what he didn't want to say at Chanukah, but the meaning is to say on Chanukah, the meaning is not to say on Yom Tov, v'chein v'yem v'kipurim shal v'Shabbos, last week, ein oivet moisoi, those that say usually don't say it. So these last two simonim, not the gare, but it's for our minute, so we...
Very good.
Thank you.
Why is it?
No, not at all.